It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. I'm still socially distant.
Yes, we're trying to distance ourselves. You are going back into the office, so I understand.
I am back in the office, but okay. The building is still closed to the public.
Right.
But
I'll give you a call.
I'll be answering phones and taking messages and helping people out. I got a little bit more resources in the office than I did in my dining room table. So,
okay. All right. And Rupert probably isn't bugging you.
Not as much.
You could take him to work, I suppose. Take your dog to work day.
I did that with the old Rupert.
He'd enjoy it. I've had Emma in here on the air. I got a picture of her talking into the microphone. That's kind of cute.
So, oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, let's get to the program today, shall we? Salute a veteran
today. Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant William Carlisle Fletcher. William was born on June 12, 1930, here in Madison. Passed away on October 22, 2016. Excuse me. He entered active duty on January 16th, 1951 in Madison in the United States Army and was honorably discharged 20 months later on August 20th, 1952 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a weather observer with Headquarters Battery, the 1st Field Artillery Observation Battalion stationed over in Korea during the Korean War. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Korea Service Medal with 2 Bronze Service Stars and the United Nations Service Medal. So we thank you, William, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to all the vets.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
Well, speaking of veterans, we're going to talk about a good topic today. There's $6.2 million in grants available for vets. We've talked a little bit about that in the news and things.
Yeah. I belong to the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. And the public relations firm that's contracted with us sent out a press release about state grants available to veterans and surviving spouses who have been affected by the COVID-19 coronavirus. You've been mentioning some ads on the radio about that because I've been getting some calls.
Yep, we have been.
Yep. And here's some meat and potatoes of what this is. What it is, Governor Tim Walz and the Minnesota legislature recently approved $6.2 million to provide $1,000 emergency grants to Minnesota veterans financially affected by COVID-19. The timeline started Monday, April 6th. The veterans can apply for a disaster relief grant administered from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, or MDVA. In addition to the disaster relief grant, veterans who have experienced a more significant impact may also apply for a MDVA COVID-19 Special Needs Grant. Veterans should contact their County Veteran Service Officer, and that'd be me.
That's you.
For eligibility requirements and assistance in the grant application process. How to apply is one of the main points of contact for grant applications. County Veteran Service Officers, or CVSOs as we like to call ourselves, also have access to a specially created portal to submit required documents and expedite the grant process. The special needs grant must be filed through County Veteran Service Officers or Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, so filed through CVSOs or MDVA. But the disaster relief grant may be submitted directly by the veteran or surviving spouse. Application materials will be made available at www.minnesotaveteran.org/COVID-relief. On Monday, April 6th, starting at 8 a.m. So this is about a week old bit of news here. But to be eligible for the special needs or disaster relief grants, Minnesota veterans or surviving spouses must meet one of the following criteria. Applicant or their legal dependent have had a confirmed case of COVID-19. A healthcare provider has determined that the applicant presence in the workplace would jeopardize their own health or the health of others because of a likely exposure to COVID-19. A healthcare provider determined that the applicant's health was jeopardized because of diagnosed underlying health conditions, which would have put them at increased risk of exposure to COVID-19. The applicant is or was under legal isolation or legal quarantine related to a diagnosis of COVID-19 or they are or were caring for a dependent under the legal isolation or legal quarantine. The applicant's employer directs them not to report to work for COVID-19 related reasons. The applicant's workplace is closed for COVID-19 related health and safety reasons. An applicant is excused from work duties and cannot be reassigned. The applicant is financially impacted by a school or care provider closure due to COVID-19. For more information or how to apply for one of these grants, go to minnesotaveteran.org/COVID relief or contact your county veteran service officer.
And that would be you in Blackboro County.
That would be me. Yes. Due to the current statewide stay-at-home order, veterans and families should call or email their county veteran service officer before visiting an office in person. Again, our building is closed to the public, so phone calls and Dropbox would be the best way to get a hold of me. A full directory of county veteran service officers can be found at macvso.org, or you can call 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. Again, we are close to the public, so we can't see people in person, give me a call, 320-598-3445, and there's a drop box right outside the courthouse on the east parking lot there, a big black drop box where if I need material, you can drop that off there. I can make copies and make sure the originals get back to you. So,
speaking of drop boxes, I just happened to think I've got two flags sitting on top of that cupboard right there that I keep forgetting to give you because you have a box over there if they have flags that need to be disposed
yes,
of.
Yes, I have a flag drop box outside of my office. It's being collected for veteran service organizations to dispose of at a later time.
Right. So you can't get in there right now, but you can drop them off over here and we'll get them to Josh.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. And again, you're in the office?
I'm in the office, but...
But physically, you can't get into the building.
Yep. Lacapral County offices remain closed due to the public, but we'll be checking mail, messages, and email periodically and responding accordingly during this time.
Right. We really don't have anything to report from our local VFs or Legions because they're pretty much closed, too, right now as far as the bars. And any eating facilities or anything like that. Some of them may be doing takeouts or something here and there, but...
We're going to have a lot of home chefs these days, I think.
Honing their skills in the kitchen.
Yes.
All right.
I've seen online a lot of sourdough bread recipes. I like sourdough bread, but I'm not brave enough to try and make it myself.
Yeah. Well, if you do, bring some over. We'll eat anything over here. Just ask Paul.
Your words, not mine.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thanks, Josh. You have a great day.
And sounds good. You too. Thank
see you.
See
you again next week on the radio.
Yep.
Josh Benega, Vets Info on the Air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lacapral County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.